Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 11th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 19th Shawwal, 1441. Continuing with our new weekly series on Portrait of Perfection, in which we will be discussing some special qualities and features and characteristics of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This week, we'll be learning about the beautiful eyes and the vision and eyesight of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, let us look at a few physical features of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the white portion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes was streaked with red lines, meaning he had thin red lines which ran through the white portion of his blessed eyes. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the pupils, meaning the round area within the eyes, so Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the pupils of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were intensely black. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed eyes, they say that he had nice large eyes. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the natural look of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed eyes were like someone who applies surma and kohl. So it was a natural feature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes that it naturally looked like he had applied kohl and surma. Now this was some physical features. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes look like? Now let us look at the actual eyesight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is two narrations I would like to mention to you. One is that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading salah. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after the salah finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned around. And after turning around, he said to the people that, O people, I am your imam. Do not move ahead of me in ruku, sajda, standing up or leaving. Indeed, I see in front of me and I see behind me. So this was, subhanallah, a very special quality and miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. That the way he could see in front, he could also see behind. And the ulama describe that he could see front and back both at the same time. Subhanallah, this was a special power given to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the way we can see at the front, so we can only see in one direction. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at once would look in both directions. Another special feature when it came to the eyesight of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was also a miracle, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed vision during the day and the night was exactly the same. So the way we can all comfortably see during the day, but in the dark, a person either cannot see or he has to really strain to see. But even then, he will not be able to see exactly like he can do during daylight. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to see exactly the same during day and night. This was just a very small glimpse into the speciality of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was indeed most perfect, most beautiful, most special, and therefore we need to all make him our role model. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Inshallah, until next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.